Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rhonda Branch, and I'm your guest host sitting in for Vicki Winterton. And today I'm so honored to have Debbie Lamb Turner. She is the author of a new book called The Path That Beckons. And I told Debbie before we came on air that she got it right in this book, and it's marvelous. How are you doing today, Debbie?
I'm doing great, Rhonda. Thanks for asking.
I wanted our audience to know that Debbie has lived in Arizona for the past 30 years, and she's married to Mike, who's a pastor, and she has three very successful adult children, and she's also blessed to be a grandparent, and I'm sure that brings a lot of joy to your life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, anybody that has grandchildren, they know, don't even get me started on that one.
Right, I know. We could go on all day long. But Debbie, I was curious to know, how did you come to your passion and purpose in life?
You know, that's funny that you asked me that, Rhonda, because I had a thing for a while when people would say your purpose, and I felt like I didn't know what my purpose was, and I got a little obsessed with trying to find my purpose, and because I had this image of it being a great big thing, the one thing that I was going to do in my life, and I would get discouraged because I thought, I don't know what my purpose is, and now I'm going to die without ever living my purpose. So one day it hit me that really it's not one big thing. It's really just a lot of little things and living each day the best version of myself. And that's kind of how the book got started, was letting people know that it's not a heavy burden to carry your purpose or your passion. It's just living your life using the gifts that you already have in the best way possible.
That's great advice. I love that. When did you start writing, Debbie?
Well, I actually started when I was in seventh grade. I had an awesome English teacher, Mrs. Milovich, that introduced me into journaling. And it was the first time I'd ever been able to just write without a purpose or a topic. And she didn't read what we wrote. She just checked to make sure that we wrote. And it was so freeing that I wrote my feelings. Of course, you know, when you're 13, you got all kinds of crazy feelings and emotions going on. So it was like a way I could vent. And I just developed such a love of that, that I actually did that process for years. And I still do it sometimes. I'll sit and I just sit down and start writing just to clear my head with no purpose. And then I always end with a gratitude page of all the things that in my life that I'm blessed with. So that was really where my love started.
That's wonderful to have a gratitude page and to be grateful every day.
Mm-hmm.
What challenges have you faced with your writing?
Probably that little voice in the back of my head that keeps saying, what do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? You know you're not a very good writer. Why are you doing this? We all know that little voice. And just kind of silencing that and kind of being okay with knowing that I'm aware that I'm not a gifted writer. But it's not so much about the structure and how I write. It's just saying what's in your heart. And that's what I hope other people get to, that it, you know, if we get too caught up on it being perfect, then sometimes our voice gets silenced.
Yes. And how does your writing inspire others, you think?
My sisters and I have been doing women's retreats for the last 6 years. And in those retreats, we introduce journaling just because I love that. And it's one of my passions. And so we share that with them. And a lot of women don't relate to writing in the same way that I do, but they may draw or they may play music. And so I think what it does is it kind of lets people know that it's okay however you express yourself, but whatever way that is, it's really important to do that.
That is, that's neat. And what I really hear you saying is that everyone defines their writing success differently.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
And if I looked at, you know, people ask me, how do I think, what would I say that means the book is successful? How would I judge that? Is I just feel like if someone reads the book and if they get one thing out of it, if they get one thing that helps them to see that life doesn't have to be as hard as we make it sometimes, and that you can enjoy life, and if you can learn to express yourself, whether it's through writing, through music, through art, whatever, that that's your gift to the world.
That's wonderful. What has been your most powerful writing moment?
Well, when I write, is I have like kind of a little ritual that I do, and I sit in my little chair, my same chair every day, and I have a little devotional that I read, and I do a little meditation to kind of get myself in the right spot, and then I write. I never critique it or change it or correct it as I'm writing. I just write whatever comes out. In fact, I wrote the whole book, and then I go back and look at it. And sometimes I've been really surprised at what I wrote. A couple of times I thought, what the heck is this? You know, that has to go. You know, definitely, I don't know what I was thinking. But there have been moments that I really felt like those were not my words.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
yes,
and those are the moments that have been the most powerful to me, that when I went back and read it and I thought, wow, I know that did not come from me.
Well, but it did.
Through me, yes.
Through
maybe through me, yes. But it was like, you know, it's almost like a surprise to read what you wrote. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, so the whole process has probably been maybe more of a learning process and a growth process even for myself than maybe than what other people will get from it. Another thing I just thought of that, to answer that question, Rhonda, is one most powerful point, if I had to pick that in the book, was when I wrote the story about my own mother.
Yeah.
Because that's a story that even my kids did not know. The only other person really that knew that was my husband. And I never shared that because it was so intimate and so personal. And when I started getting the stories that the other women have contributed, I thought to myself, I cannot tell my own story on the surface. If these women are sharing from their hearts and their guts, these like very personal things, that I need to be willing to share that as well. And it was scary, and you feel vulnerable when you share something that's so personal because you don't want someone to take it lightly or think something different about it. But as I was writing, as I made the decision to write that and I sat down, I just had this feeling that that was not an experience that was meant just for me, and that it was my responsibility to share that with other people. So as far as the most powerful, it had to have been that story, writing that story.
Oh, yes, it was. And you were meant to testify to others to help them along their journey, and that's what you did.
Yeah, I feel like it. I was hesitant because I really did not want the book to be like putting my views or my beliefs on other people, and that was one of the stories I told myself in my head, that that was not the place for it. And so what I did, is, as you know, is I prefaced it with, you know, I'm not saying this is your belief or putting that on you. This is me. This is what happened to me, and you can take it as you will.
And on that note, I'd say thank you for having the courage to do that, to bless so many other women with your story. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you hope the readers will take away from your book?
You know, I hope that, I think sometimes, especially women, we're just so hard on ourselves, you know, and we're so conditioned to take care of everybody else, and then if there's time left at the end of the day, or if there's energy left at the end of the day, then maybe we throw ourselves the breadcrumbs, you know. And I hope that, if nothing else, that women will read this and say, you know, there are lots of things. I mean, it's still important to take care of the people that we love, but to see their own value and to say, you know, maybe today the path that I need to walk is the path of connection, and I need to connect with somebody else and do those things that fill me up. It doesn't mean that we all of a sudden flip sides and go, well, forget everybody else, it's all about me now. I think there's a very good balance for caring for other people and filling yourself up, because when you fill yourself up, you have so much more to give to everyone. And that's what I hope that they get. that they find just one or two little exercises that they say, I can do that, and that it starts them to see their own value.
That's great. So, Debbie, tell me, how did you come up with the title?
Oh, like so many things in the book, I woke up in the morning and it was there. I didn't even think about it. When I woke up, it just was The Path That Beckons. And I went, huh, I thought it was a little bit of a tongue twister. And so then I sat and thought of other titles and went through round and round, and I probably had 20 other titles. But every time I kept coming back to that, and I thought, you know, I don't know why I'm making this so hard. That's just the title. That is the title.
Okay. And what about the book cover? Who designed
it? Oh, I'm so glad you asked me about that. The book cover, last year I went and I did the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage in Spain, 500 miles that I walked. And so all along the way, I took all these pictures of paths, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great because I'll use one of these pictures for the cover. And then I walked into a friend of mine's, she has a massage studio, and I walked in and there was this gorgeous picture on the wall, this huge, beautiful picture. And I made a comment about it, and then I left and could not get that out of my head. I kept thinking about that picture. And so I called her and I said, can you look at the back or tell me, you know, who painted that? And she goes, oh, I know where it came from. She said, you know, because someone else has asked me about it. So she gave me the name of the photographer, and I looked him up online, and I contacted him directly. And I said, I love the picture. This is what I'm doing. And we had all these conversations back and forth, and he was amazing. He allowed me to license a picture. He cut the price down to like a quarter of what he would normally charge, and he gave me full rein to use that picture however I want to. And he said, this is your picture. I want you to have this picture. And so, and then he proceeded to tell me the story that went along with him taking that picture, which I include in the book because it was just so beautiful. So he is such a big part of the book. It's not just a cover picture. It's Skip Knoll. I sent him a copy of the book when I got it, and yesterday in the mail I received a print of the picture that he sent me that he had signed for me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that has turned into just a beautiful, amazing blessing in itself.
It is. That is a true blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of blessings, can you name one entity or one person that you feel supported you outside of your family members?
Outside of my family? That's a good question, because I mean, I guess we just always assume or mostly that family will support you, and they did. And my husband, of course, I could go on forever, was amazing.
It can be a person or a business or a group of friends or a sorority.
Well, I have a group, you know, the women that I said that we do the retreats with, and the group that I have in Arizona is called Sisters on Purpose Arizona, and we meet 3 and 4 times a month. We do volunteer projects together and just lots of different things. And these women have truly been my sisters. I mean, I do have 2 sisters already who are very supportive, but these women have been incredible. In fact, the stories that are at the end of the chapter, 3 of the women are from that group that contributed their stories.
Okay.
So I would say if I were to pick anyone outside of my family, oh, it definitely has to be them. And I think the reason I didn't even think of them is because I consider them family.
Right. I was thinking that when you were saying that. I'm like, she probably considers them family anyway.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yes.
And
they
understandable. Truly
are family. Mm-hmm.
And if you had to do it all over again, would you change anything in your book?
Oh, I'd probably change everything. You know, I had to be really careful because I could just edit it to death, because even now when I look at it, I think, oh, I didn't say that right or that wasn't proper, but I had to just let it go. I just had to say, you know what, I know it's not perfect. I know it's very far from perfect, but as far as the message goes, no, I would not. It would just be the details. And when I started the process, I had no clue what I was doing anywhere along the way. And I'm actually kind of happy that it happened that way, because I am very a perfectionist, and so I like everything to be just right. And if I would have known a process, I probably would have obsessed over that instead of the content of the book. And this way, all along the way, I just kept saying, okay, you know, I just had people leading me along saying, you know, now this is what you need to do next. Okay, you know, I just followed along without really knowing anything. And I'm actually really happy that the process went that way, because the message is the message that I want to share.
That's great. Do you have any advice for other writers?
I think the biggest thing is to try to get out of your head. You know, I think that we listen to that, you know, those voices that are with us all the time anyway, our inner critic that says, you know, you're not good enough to do this. Every person that I've talked to since I've started saying I was writing a book, almost everyone says, oh, I have a book in my head. I have something that I would love to tell. But I think it's that fear that stops us, feeling that we're not good enough. And I think it's sad that those stories are not shared, because everyone has a story that only you can tell. So my advice would be, just be brave. Put it on the paper, you know, see how it comes out. You never know. When I was in the process, you know, I was discouraged, and I said to my husband, oh, no one's going to buy this book. You know, this is a stupid book. And he said, what if it changes 5 people's lives? Would that be enough for you? If 5 people buy that book and it changes their life, is that enough? And so that really put it into perspective for me, that it's not about how great it is and you sell millions. I mean, that would be great. But if 5 people buy it and their life is different because of that, it puts everything in perspective. And that's what I would say to people. You don't know how much your story can affect someone else.
That's powerful. That is very powerful. Do you have anything specific that you want to say to your readers today?
Well, I have one thing that I would like to add first that I really can't let this go without mentioning, is the stories by the women at the end of each chapter. When I had an idea for the book and it was all laid out and I started writing it, and as I wrote each chapter, like the person was on gratitude, a person came into my mind immediately who has been like a perfect example of gratitude, and even though she's been in a hard place in her life. And so it was kind of an afterthought to have a different person's story at the end of each chapter. But as I started getting the stories from the women, everything changed. The whole book shifted for me, and it made me realize it had nothing to do with me. And it really had everything to do with these women and their stories. And so I say to the reader is, please read those stories of the women. They're amazing women. They're just like everybody else. They're like you and me. But I think that regular people do amazing things, and they give such encouragement, and they're just such perfect examples of, you know, how to take whatever we have in life and live the best life we can. And I became so, like, I felt responsible for sharing those stories. So even when I wanted to quit writing the book, it was their stories that kept going, because I thought, I cannot hold these stories and not share them. And so I am so honored and blessed to have those women, which I believe the book is about. And so that's what I would say to the ladies, you know, or men, whoever read the book, is to know that these are real people, and they're just like everyday people in your life, but they're great sources of encouragement.
That's wonderful. Can you tell us about some of your latest projects that you're doing?
I am looking at doing a 12-week course or something like that, based on the 12 chapters in the book. I'm thinking of doing that starting next January and taking one topic a week, doing maybe like a webinar and then an interactive, some activities on that, and then ending with leading a group of women to walk a portion of the Camino at the end of April next year.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be very nice.
You know, I've had women ask me to do that, because a lot of women say, oh, I would never do that alone. I would be too afraid, or I don't know what I'm doing. And I've hesitated with that because it's such a personal experience that I don't want to take away from that, you know what I mean, by having a big group. And I think I've got a way that I can take care of the logistics of that so that women feel safe and they can still have their own experience. So I'm thinking of doing that maybe like a 12-day portion, and taking a group there. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I am too. I'm going to have to look into that for myself.
Oh, yeah. I tell everybody, don't even start me on that, because I will talk for hours about that, because it was the most profound life-changing things I've ever done in my life, by far. And everyone I've ever talked to that has done that shares that same experience. It's very different. Everyone has a different experience, and it's different for them, but it's unbelievable.
I bet it sounds like it. So, Debbie, let our listeners know today, how do people contact you?
There's a few different ways. At the end of each chapter, at the end of the woman's story, I felt it was really important because I think when people read that story, they're going to want to contact that person and say, you know, thanks for sharing your story, or I felt something similar to this. I know what that's like. So if you go on the website, you can actually email that person individually. So you can do that or myself. The website is thepathatbeckons.com, or you can go to my website, which is connected to that. It's DebbieLambTurner.com, and my email address is Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at DebbieLambTurner.com. And then, you know, all of social media we have these days. I have a Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/DebbieLambTurnerAuthor. And you can go there and jump onto that. I have a Sisters on Purpose Facebook page. We got all kinds of things.
Wonderful. So I know that all of our listeners have enjoyed you today. I want to thank Debbie Lamb Turner for joining me today. This has been enlightening. I'm just so excited for you. And all our listeners, make sure you go out there today and buy That Path That Beckons. You won't be disappointed. Debbie, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you, Rhonda.
I want to thank our audience for taking the time to listen in today. And if you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing and our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to GETEI.com. Have a wonderful week.